Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Bethlehem Wildcast. As usual, be sure to tune in for more news, weather, and sports, and enjoy the show.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, me and my co-host Jacob will be going over all the school news for this week, and Katie will join us with a weather report.
Attention everyone, we'll be out of school on Monday the 20th for President's Day.
Also, students, remember that the dental clinic will be on campus this week from the 21st to the 23rd.
That's all the news we have for this week, folks. Now on to Katie with the weather.
Welcome to Weekly Weather. I'm Katie, here to give you your weather forecast for the upcoming days. Saturday the 18th, mostly cloudy and cool with a high of 57 and a low of 32 that night. Currently no chances of rain so far. Sunday the 19th, seeing some clearing skies with a high of 68 and a low of 37, and again, no chances of rain so far. Monday the 20th, still partly clear skies, and it warms up a bit with a high of 74 and a low of 45 that night. Tuesday the 21st, some scattered broken up clouds with an increased warmth with a high of 80 and a low of 65, but some pretty fast winds at 17 miles per hour. Wednesday the 22nd, mostly cloudy with a small 15% chance of rain and an increasing temp with a high of 82 and a low of 65 that night. Thursday the 23rd, a 42% chance of thunderstorms and showers, still cloudy and warm with a high of 75 and a low of 62. All information was accurate as of February 15th and was provided by my15dayforecast.com. Now onto Cole, Roman, and John with the sports.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to a Bethlehem Wildcast sports segment, and I'm your host, Roman Purvey. Congratulations on the varsity boys win over Holmes County in the district semifinal, 47-41. Leading scorers were Roman with 22, Cole with 8, and Eli with 6. Wildcats fall in the district championship 55-49, leading scorers being Roman with 22, Eli with 12, and Colton with 7. Wildcats will be on the road at Jay for the first round of the FHSAA playoffs. Wildcats fall short at Jay 46-34. The leading scorers were Roman with 19 points, Landon with 7, Colton with 3, and Christian with 3. They finished the season 23-5. Thank you, Wildcat Nation.
Welcome to the Game First. I'm Frank, and today I'll be recommending Cult of the Lamb. Cult of the Lamb is a roguelike with city-building elements with several mini-games just on the side. It sounds like a wacky mess, but Massive Monster makes it work really well. Cult of the Lamb is rated teen due to fantasy, violence, crude humor, and blood. Cult of the Lamb casts players in the role of possessed lamb saved from annihilation by an ominous stranger and must repay their debts by building a loyal following in his name. Start your own cult in a land of false prophets, venturing out into diverse and mysterious regions to build a loyal community of woodland worshippers and spread your word to become the one true cult. Cult of the Lamb is $25 and Cultist Edition is $30, which comes with additional skins for followers. The game is worth every penny. I finished it with around 15 hours, relatively short compared to others. Quality game, I highly recommend. That's it for me, folks. Tune in next week for more video games. This week's video game came from Wikipedia.com. Now on to Case's movie review.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Film Review Roundup, the segment where we research, review, and discuss some classic and modern movies. This week, I'll be going over the 1998 DreamWorks animated film, The Prince of Egypt. The first feature film from DreamWorks to be traditionally animated. It is an adaptation of the Book of Exodus and follows the life of Moses from being a prince of Egypt to a prophet of the Lord, chosen by God to carry out his ultimate destiny of leading the Jews out of Egypt. The film was directed by Brenda Chapman, Steve Hickner, and Simon Wells. Upon opening weekend, the film gained one of the top spots for highest opening weekends of that year, and in high spots it continued to stay for the next few weeks. Grossing $218.6 million against a $70 million budget, the film achieved enough success to warrant a prequel. The movie features incredible voice acting, beautiful visuals, and an absolute fantastic musical score. I recommend the movie fully to anyone who wants to see both audibly and visually stunning film. Truly a great movie for anyone. That's it for now, people. As always, thanks for watching, and be sure to tune in next week for more classic and modern movies. All information from this segment was provided by IMDb.com.
Hi, and welcome to this week's Funky Factoids. This week, I'll be telling you about the Colorado River and its major minorities. The Colorado River, major river of the North American, is rising in the Rocky Mountains in Colorado, U.S., and following generally west and south for 1,450 miles into the Gulf of California and northwest Mexico, Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, New Mexico, Nevada, Arizona, and California. For 17 miles, the river forms the international boundary between the U.S., state of Arizona, and Mexico. The river drains a vast, arid, and semi-arid sector of North America continent, and because of its intensive development, it is often referred to as the lifeline of the Southwest. For more than 1,000 miles of its course, the Colorado has cut a deep gorge where the river system is joined by lateral streams. The Virginian Kanab, Paria, and the Escalante, Dirty Devil, and Green Rivers from the west, and the Little Colorado, San Juan, Dolores, and Gunson from the east. A transverse system of narrow, winding, deep canals has been cut. Each entering river and each lateral creek has cut another canyon, and thus the upper and middle parts of the Colorado Basin have transferred by the labyrinth and deep gorge. The longest of these unbroken trunk canyons through which the Colorado flows is the Specular Grand Canyon, extending from the mouth of the Prairie to the Grand Wash Stream. Other canyons cut by the river include Marble Canyon, Glen Canyon, and Contract Canyon. Canyonlands National Park encompasses another of these regions at the juncture of the Green and Colorado Rivers of Southeast Utah. Stay tuned for next week's Funky Factoids on the Grand Canyon. My source this week is Wikipedia.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Zach, and welcome to This Week in History. Today, we'll be talking about February 13th, 1945, Soviet troops capture Budapest, Hungary during World War II. February 14th, 1990, the American space probe Voyager 1 takes a photo of the solar system. February 15th, 1939, early World War II, Germany launches the battleship, the Bismarck. February 16th, America's first subway car with side doors is placed in upstate New York. February 17, 1876, Great Britain and New Zealand established a new telegraphic link. My sources from Tehebi Books, copyright 2003, a day-by-day review of world events today in history. Now on to TC with cool animals from around the world.
Hi, I'm TC, and welcome to Cool Animals Around the World. And this week we're going to talk about some interesting animals in the state of Wyoming. The pronghorn, a species of artiodactyl mammal and indigenous to interior western and central North America, and they can also sprint up to 60 miles an hour. Bushy-tailed wood rat, or pack rat, is a species of rodent in the Cricetidae family, found in Canada and the United States. Its natural habitats are boreal forest, temperate forest, dry savanna, and a temperate shrubland and temperate grassland. The Wyoming toad, or Baxter's toad, is an extremely rare amphibian that exists only in captivity within Ormston Lake National Wildlife Refuge in Wyoming in the U.S. and is listed as an extinct animal in 1991. That is all for Cool Animals Around the World. Stay tuned next week for Cool Animals in New Mexico. Thank you for listening, and have a good day.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Tech Time. And this week, we're going to be talking about some things that will help you with your homework. Some of these things that will help you with your homework are a robot called Homework Helper that has a storage of 8 gigabytes and it records audio and video. It takes notes and will even do your homework for you. Don't worry for all the parents, it has already been approved by the Teachers of Society of America. My source for this week's episode of Tech Time comes from headsup.scoutlife.org. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Tech Time.
That's everything for this week, everybody. As usual, I hope you enjoyed, and be sure to tune in next week for more of the stuff you love.